Everybody, and welcome back to the Seashell Podcast, where we discuss key human experiences. I'm your host, Ashley Delaney, and boy do we have some cool things to talk about on this episode. So what is the human experience? Key human experiences are prevalent in different stages of life and can be significantly impactful on one's life, specifically if the experience is considered as an anomaly and individualistic to one person. Today we're going to delve right into the key human experiences and themes present in the novel Past the Shallows by Favell Perret and A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness. I have a few questions to begin. Do you have a complex family relationship? Or have you ever had to seek comfort outside your own home? And how quickly have you had to mature? Depending on your answers, this podcast may just be the one for you. Complexity of family relationships is the first theme we will dive into. Have you ever experienced a complex relationship in your family? And I'm not referring to the fight you had with your mum when you were younger arguing about bedtime. I'm referring to the type of relationship present in Past the Shallows between Miles, Harry, and their dear old dad. After their mum passes, the two boys are left to deal with their abusive father. We can see this when Harry gasped and choked, and Jeff was still pouring, making Harry swallow by jerking his head around his wrist and forearm. Perret's use of extended syntax emphasizes the intense situation that Harry and Miles are currently facing. While the aggressive oral imagery combined with the malicious kinesthetic imagery depicts the nature of their father's abuse. This shocks us as responders and forces us to understand that dad's behaviour is an anomaly, and that being abused by your dad as a vulnerable child is certainly not a collective human experience. Similarly, in A Monster Calls, the complex relationship of a mother suffering from terminal cancer and her son who becomes the caregiver is explored. And I'm warning you, it is quite the tearjerker. The mise-en-scene presents a frame with Connor preparing to go to school like any other teenager. Suddenly, the camera zooms in on one picture of him and his mum and pans to the contrasting photos of the two together before the illness struck. This works to symbolise their faltering relationship due to her illness and the impact this has had on their ability to create memories together like any normal family would. I don't know about you guys, but the family dynamics present in both these texts make me sit and reflect personally on my family dynamics, and it makes me realise that I'm quite lucky. Interrelationships between people and place is our next theme. Adverse experiences, such as the complex relationships we just spoke about, can force us to seek comfort in areas outside the home or people aside from our family. Fun fact! John Bowlby, 1958, calls this the attachment theory, which basically explains that if a child doesn't experience a nurturing relationship with a family member, they will attempt to find it elsewhere. Pretty cool, right? In Past the Shallows, Harry seeks attachment with George, despite being seen as an outcast on Bruny Island. Quick side note, this relationship is one of the cutest things ever, and it warms my heart all the time. Anyway, their attachment is solidified when Harry found that one of his hands was on the reel again, right over George's hand, and then he was holding the handle of the reel all on his own, gripping on. Harry has his first positive experience with the water as he learns to fish with George's guidance, ultimately symbolizing the paternal nature of their relationship, as George nurtures Harry into growing independent, symbolized by the gradual release of responsibility in holding the reel, much like a father would. Have you ever wanted to run away from home and seek comfort elsewhere? Because Connor would say, same. And honestly, we've all felt that way before. A wide shot shows Connor sleeping at the base of the yew tree in the surrounding graveyard where Connor reveals that he wants the pain from watching his mum suffering to end because of how exhausting it is for him. This reveals how he feels emotionally safe in this location, as it acts as a place of solace despite its lack of physical protection, which presents an interesting paradox. The relationship Connor has with the yew tree is a peculiar one. Through anthropomorphism, the tree represents how grief can have monstrous effects on human beings. Despite this, the monster of the yew tree prompts Connor to confront his emotions and accept his mother's impending death. Ultimately, this allows Connor to reach a sense of peace and security despite being with a monster. If you're anything like me, I nerded out when I first recognized this. It's interesting to connect the two paradoxes present in both these texts, where so-called monsters actually offer a sense of comfort to both Connor and Harry. As responders, this allows us to reflect personally on where we feel emotionally safe, and if it's in places or with people that are typically considered monstrous. Adverse experiences is our next theme, and how they can lead to early maturity or a coming of age, and the relationships we form between people and places can provide comfort to support that experience. Have you ever had to mature at a faster rate than normal? I have, not for any bad reasons, solely for the fact that my parents worked to provide for us, so we had to gain a little more independence and maturity. Although, in the case of these two texts, I'm not referring to doing dishes or chores. I'm referring to the experience of Miles and Harry having to mature to combat their father's abuse and their older brother leaving. Miles confronts his coming of age head on when Southport Bluff was rocky and rippy, a steep, heavy chunk of water that jacked up over Black Reef. The wave was going to take him whether he liked it or not. This symbolizes a forcing of maturity, as the descriptions of the water being rocky refers to the difficult and adverse circumstances Miles is about to experience, and the wave taking him represents the little choice he has in developing maturity. The reference to the ocean refers to the abuse Miles is about to experience from his father and his father's friend, Jeff, who should be irrelevant and has no right to abuse another man's kids, but that's just my opinion. At Southport Bluff, Miles has been hit with the reality that he needs to man up, per se, and take charge in the situation that he and Harry have been presented with every day. Comparatively, in A Monster Calls, Connor is expected to mature due to his mother's illness. His grandma is talking to Connor, and his mother collapses in the other room. The slow tracking of Connor going to find the medicine for his collapsed mother suggests his reluctance to grow up and take responsibility. Close-up shots of his mother coughing and Connor's look of concern indicate that he's battling with himself and his need to grow up. He knows that he has to step up and do things regular 12-year-olds shouldn't have to do, but he also longs for the idea of staying a kid just that minute longer. He wants to be able to have fun with his mother, rather than running to grab medicine. This forces me to reflect personally on how circumstances can instantly alter for everyone, causing anomalies among the human experience, and how inconsistent behaviour can result in forced maturity. Ah, whoops, we've run out of time. That's my bad. I blabber on and on, which can be a good thing, but can also be a really bad thing. Thank you all for tuning in this week to look at these two heart-wrenching texts, which I cried about, but shh, we tell no one. That takes us on a journey to look at complex themes that can relate to human experiences. If I get analytical for a quick second, we can see the diverse experiences of being a human can impact our behaviours and emotions in ways we never would expect. I want to leave you with a question that may make you mad at me, but here it is. What experiences have you been through that you would consider an anomaly or individual to you, And how has that shaped you to who you are as a person today? I'm Ashley Delaney, host of Seashell Podcast. Until next time, I wave you goodbye.